camera.
That's cute.
Voracious. Torah Kedusha talks about Mochoma. The parashat starts with Mochoma, Kiseitz Mochoma Alevecha. Torah Kedusha continues again about Mochoma, Kiseitz Machna Alevecha. As Yidua, tonight is the Yotzeit of the Rebbe Rabunim of Peshitzche. As Yidua, the Pritzadik brings a vote from the Rebbe Rabunim that even though in the time it was Noeg Mochomes Pshute Shel Mikra, talked about Mochoma and the Remez was on Mochemes Hayetzel. Today, when there's no Mochomes, so then Pshute Shel Mikra changed to Mochemes Hayetzel. And what's the difference if it's Pshute Shel Mikra? A person is closer to Pshute Shel Mikra. A person has a greater association to Pshute Shel Mikra. And a person could be Nena more from Pshute Shel Mikra. And if Pshute Shel Mikra is on Mochemes Hayetzel, then a person can use the psukim more to associate it and to get koyach out of fight Mochemes Hayetza. Torah Kedusha tells us, when the Torah Kedusha talks about Kiseitze Machna Levecha, the Torah Kedusha tells us, Ki Hashem Elekecha Mesalech Bekerev Machnecha La'atzulcha V'loseis Oyvecha Lefanecha. The Torah Kedusha says, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Mesalech Bekerev Machnecha Ki La'atzulcha V'loseis Oyvecha Lefanecha. The Sassemes tells us that La'atzilcha v'loseis oivecha lefanecha is Rosh Teves Elul. La'atzilcha v'loseis oivecha lefanecha, which means that in Chedish Elul, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives you the ability to overcome, to be able to win the Melchama. La'atzilcha v'loseis oivecha lefanecha, tu l'shoines. La'atzilcha v'loseis oivecha. We have to know what the double lashon in the Torah Kedusha is. One latzilcha, one to save you, like the Targum teaches, to save you, and one loses oivecha lefanecha, to overcome the seine. So we have two keiches in Chedish Elul, one to save yourself, and one to be able to overcome the seine. One to protect yourself, to put up defenses that the Yetzirah shouldn't be able to attack you. And there's even a greater keiach. There's a koyach that you could overcome the Yetzirah, like it says in the beginning of the Torah, Parasha. The Parasha talks about Kiseitze, Lomachoma, Elevecha, Nesone Hashem Alekecha, Biyodecha. The Baal Shem HaKadosh learns that Nesone Hashem Alekecha, Biyodecha, Bishavisa, Shivyoi means that you overcome the Yetzirah to such a degree that the Yetzirah becomes yours. You could use it the way you want. That means Veloseis Oivecha, Lefanecha. Let us try to understand these two koyaches, what they are. The koyach of latzilcha and the koyach of loses oivecha lefanecha. We know there are two koyaches in Melchama. Pasuk says, "Vayeh beis Yaakov eish ubeis Yosef lehova," and then beis Esav lekash. And there's two koyaches. There's the koyach of Yaakov Avinu, the koyach of Yosef, and those two koyaches together overcome the koyach of Esav Arasha. As we know, Yaakov Avinu said that he wouldn't go until Yosef was born, because Yosef is Sitnei Shel Esav, and only with Yaakov and Esav together can we overcome, Yaakov and Yosef together can we overcome Esav. So one is Vayeh Beis Yaakov Eish, U Beis Yosef Lehova. What's the difference of an ash and a lahava? Ash burns on spot. There's an ash right here. The lahava is something that goes out. The lahava goes lemerochik. It's a flame. The flame goes out and burns further. There's a koich of ash and a koich of lahava. The same way we find two other koiches. We find the koich of a cherev and we find the koich of a keshes. We find the melchama. Yaakovinu says, Ashalakachti miyada amoiri. Amoiri is Esav. Bechalbi ubekashti. Cherev can only kill from close. Cherev can only kill in hand-to-hand fighting. A keshes has an ability to kill from far. A keshes has an ability to shoot the seine before the seine comes to you, to go out and to kill the seine, which is really the koyach of Eish and the koyach of Lahava. Eish is a fire that if the seine comes, he gets burnt. Lahava is the koyach to go out and to burn the seine. That's the koyach of Lahava. V'hoye beis Yaakov Eish, u'beis Yosef Lahava. So we learn that Yaakov is the Eish and Yosef is the Lahava. The Sasemes gives us to understand what are the two koiches. The koich of Eish is the koich of Teira Gdoisha. We know that Teira Gdoisha is Nimshel Eish. Teira Gdoisha is fire. Teira Gdoisha is a fire. That's a fire that has a koich. A Eish Oich La Eish. The Gemara says at the end of the first parak, Mesechtes Yuma, Sheish Eish Eisein. There are six different types of fire. There's an Eish that's Oich La Eish. An Eish that has the ability to take another fire and eat it. Like the Yaras Devash, that's the Koich of Teira. That even though the Malach is Eish, the Yetzara is Eish, and the Yetzara has a fire that can burn and can cause a person great Koiches of Eish HaTaiva and other Eish of other Yetzaras, and the Koich of the Teira Gdosh, which is Eish, can burn that Eish, but can burn that other Eish. That's the Koich of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the Koich of Eish HaTaiva. And the Eish HaTaira doesn't let the Yetzara come to close to him. The Yetzara cannot come to a person that is also in Teira. Teira Gdosha is a protection on the person. In Pagachal Menuval Zeh, Mashcheir LeBismedrish, the Koyach of the Teira is a wall which doesn't let the Yetzara come near you. That's the Koyach of the Teira, that's an Eish. The Koyach of the Teira, that's a Cheref. Teira Gdosha is called a Cheref. Cheref Pifia is Biyodom. That's the koyach of pifiyos, the koyach of the peh, the koyach of the peh of a person. That's a cheref, and that's the cheref that a person has, the koyach ha-teira. That's a cheref that doesn't let the yetzara come near him. That's the koyach of the peh of a person. The peh of a person is the cheref that a person has. A person has a cheref in the peh of a person. The peh is the cheref pifiyos of a person, and the person has to see to it that is has the ability that the Yetzirah shouldn't be able to come near him. That's through the koyach of having a nikius in the peh, and the koyach of the bris aloshim, which the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us, a bris of teira, which the bris of teira is the bris aloshim, with which that we have la tzilcha. Then the koyach of Yosef HaTzadik, which is the koyach of kedusha, the koyach of bris mila, which bris mila is a keshes. We know in the Gemara the Bris Mila is called the Keshes. We know that the Gemara calls the Indian of Bris Mila an Indian of Keshes. We know that in Yoreh Kecheitz the Gemara uses a Lashon. So we see that the Indian of Bris Mila is Miyuchis to the Indian of Keshes. That's the Keshes which goes out to be able to be overcome the Seine and to bring Mapala to the Seine. Even when the Seine doesn't come near you, it goes out to be Mapal the Seine. That's Veloseis Oivecha Lefanecha. The Koyach of Veloseis Oivecha Lefanecha. Who is the Koyach of Veloseis Oivecha Lefanecha? That's the Beis Yosef Lahava, the Keshes which goes out to kill. That's the Veloseis Oivecha Lefanecha. That's the Koyach of the Oyev that goes out to kill the Oyev. That's the Koyach of the Keshes, the Koyach of Yosef HaTzadik, the Koyach of Lahava. And these two Koyaches together, that's La Tzilcha Veloseis Oivecha Lefanecha. In other words, we learn that the Avodah of Chodesh Elul, the Avodah of Chodesh Elul is to strengthen two Koiches that a person has, the Koich of Teira and the Koich of Kedusha. Those two Koiches that a person has, the Koich of Yaakov and the Koich of Yosef, those two which are Yerusha to all of Klal Yisrael, B'nei Yaakov Yosef Selah, the only of the Shvatim that every single Yid is a Yerush of is the Koyach of Yosef. Yaakov and Yosef are Yerusha to every single Yid. It's called a Ben Yaakov and Yosef. Bnei Yaakov Yosef Sehela. Klal Yisrael is called She'eres Yosef. So we have these two Koyaches, Yaakov and Yosef together, which Yaakov and Yosef together have the ability to give us the Koyach to Latzilcha V'loseis Oivecha Lefanecha. And that is our Aveda in Chedish Elul. Our Aveda in Chedish Elul is to strengthen Koyach HaTeira. There's a special Siyata Dishmaya in Elul to be able to have a Kesher to the Teira Gdesha. A person's Koyach HaTeira is greater in Elul than any other time of the year. That's how Svarim HaGdesha wa Megalos, that a person has an ability to be Medabik himself to the Teira more in Elul than any other time of the year. And a person has the ability to be Mekadish himself, to take the Koyach of Bris Milah, and to take the Koyach of the Kedusha that there is in the Yid, and strengthen it, that he should be able to overcome the Yetzer, and be able to have the Chetz, and the Keshes, and the Lahava, to be able to overcome the Yetzer. That is the Koyach of Chedish Elul, Latzulcha Veloseis Oivecha Lefanecha. The Mazel of Elul is the Mazel of Psula. There are many remozim in Svarim HaKadoshim. Why Elul is called Psula? What it's meramis to us in the Aveda of Psula? Let us try to understand what the Aveda of Psula is. We say in Keil Odoin, Koyach u'gvura nosan bohem, liois mishlim bekeref tevel. Koyach u'gvura nosan bohem. What is the double lashon? Koyach u'gvura. What does koyach mean and what does gvura mean? I think that these two words mean latzulcha v'loseis oivecha lefanecha. Koyach is to strengthen your defenses, that the soina shouldn't be able to overcome you, the soina shouldn't be able to overrun you. That's the koyach of the Torah HaKadoshah. The koyach of the Torah HaKadoshah that a person has, that he has the koyach of the Torah HaKadoshah, through the Torah HaKadoshah, he's able to have koyach, it gives him the koyach to be able to overcome, that the soina shouldn't be able to come near him. That's the koyach to strengthen your defenses. Ugvura, and you have a koyach of gvura to go out and be mapple your soina. That's gvura, that's koyach ugvura nosan bohem. Liois meishlim bekeref tevel. I saw in a sefer Nachal Eson that says, what does it mean, liois meishlim bekeref tevel? What is the lashon tevel? And he says the pasuk in Vayikra calls the inyan of dvorim amusuovim. The Gemara calls the pasuk calls it tevel, and the Gemara Masechtes Nedarim also darshens the lashon of tevel and tevel on dvorim amusuovim. There's dvorim amusuovim in this world that are called tevel. That how could a person be liois meishlim bekeref tevel? How could a person be meishel in that kerev of tevel, living in between the tevel? We are bekeref tevel. I don't think there was any generation that could be called bekeref tevel as much as our generation today is called bekeref tevel. We are middle of the tevel. We are middle of the tevel. We are middle of the koyach of the ra. We have to be misgaber of that ra. And koyach u'gvura nosem bem. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave us a koyach and a gvura, the koyach ha'teira and the koyach ha'kedusha, which is the latzilcha v'loseis oivecha lefanecha, liyos meishlim bekeref tevel. But there is much more merumos in the word tevel. We know from the Megala Amukos that in the Sheshes Yimei Amaisa, until Yom Ashishi, until the words Yom Ashishi Vayichudu Hashamayim, which are already the Yudke Vovke of the Bria, there is Tevel Teves. In the Sheshes Yimei Amaisa, there are Tevel Teves. That's the Koyach of the Tevel Teves. That's the Tevel, that's why the world is called Tevel. V'yishpoi Tevel B'tzedek. Why is the world called Tevel? Hashem Oretz Emaloya Tevel V'yoshveba. The world is called Tevel because it was created in the Sheshes Yimei Amaisa. And in the Sheshes Yimei Amaisa, they have the Koyach of Tevel. That's the Koyach of Tevel in the Sheshes Yimei Amaisa. And that's the Sheshes Yimei Amaisa, which the Sheshes Yimei Amaisa need a tikkun. The Sheshes Yimei Amaisa need a tikkun. The Sheshes Yimei Amaisa need the tikkun of Shabbos Kodesh. The Yom Ashishi Yud Kei is shaykh to the Sheshes Yimei Amaisa. Yud-K is the Shakti Sheshmeh Maisa, because Yud-K is the Oilom Agashmi. Ki Yidua, the Heilige Rishna said that Yud-K is Meromet on all Dvarim Gashmiim, Achilo, Shtio, Shino, Halicho, all the Yonim Gashmiim having it a Yud-K. The Mechaber in Simen Reish Lamed Aleph, when he talks about Shayu, called Maisa of L'Shem Shamayim, has a long list of Maisa of L'Shem Shamayim, Achilo, Shino, Shtio, whatever the Mechaber talks there, every single one of the things that the Mechaber mentions has in it a Yud-K, because all the Yonim of Gashmius have in it a Yud-K, and therefore the Avodah in the Avodah Yemei HaMaisa was Bashafen with the Yud-K, that's Yoyim HaShishi, but comes the Koyach of Shabbos, which Shabbos is the Vov-K, which the Vov-K is the Yonim of Torah, Mitzvah, Kedusha. Torah has in a Vav Kei, Torah Mitzvah has in a Vav Kei, and Kedusha has in a Vav Kei. Every Inyan of Kedusha is has in a Vav Kei, because Vav Kei is the Inyan of Kedusha, and that's the Avodah of a Mitzvah, Liyachet Shem Yud Kei Bavav Kei, because you have to be Meramez, when you do a Mitzvah Gashmi, you have to be Meyachet the Mitzvah Gashmi with the Inyan of the Kedusha of the Mitzvah, with the Torah of the Mitzvah, and that's what it means, Liyachet Shem Yud Kei Bavav Kei. That's the Avodah. The Avodah is to take the Vovke, the Torah and the Kedusha, which are the Vovke, and be miyachad that together with the Yudke. So what is the way to be misaken the Tevel? What is the way a person has to be misaken the Tevel? How the person misaken the Belavas? How the person misaken the Belavas? Like it says in Megalamukos in Parsha Shmos, that was the Mara of the snare, Belavas Eish. Belavas is the Tevel with the two words, Yoyim HaShishi, and then comes the Eish, the Koyach of the Eish, the Koyach of the Eish of Torah, and the Eish of Kedusha, which is the Lahovo, which changes over the Belavas. Belavas is one less than Lahovo, is less than Lahovo, is the Hay more than the Labas. It overcomes the Labas, that's the Hay that overcomes the Labas, that's the Lahovo, which overcomes the Labas, and overcomes the, through the Lahovo, it overcomes the Koyach of the Labas. Labas is Be'etzem, a Lahovo. No, it's the Lahova of Kedusha that overcomes the Lavas and the Tevel of the Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa. And that's the Lavas Eish, that's what it says in Megala Mukes. And that's the Koyach of Yosef and Yaakov, which that's the Koyach of Shabbos Kedush. Shabbos is Yaakov, Shabbos is Nachlo B'li Mitzorim, and we know that it says in Arizal that Shabbos is Yosef, because Yosef is the Inyan of Yisofa, that's the Musaf of Shabbos, because those are the two Koyachos that there are in Shabbos. Shabbos is the Koyach of Torah, and Shabbos is the Koyach of Kedusha. Vayikadesh Yosef, Shabbos gives Shabbos Yaseo Kulei Torah, Hakol Moedim Shabbos Nitna Torah, Shabbos is the Koyach of the Torah Kedusha, and Shabbos is the Koyach of Kedusha. Vayikadesh Yosef, Shabbos gives the Koyach of the two Inyonim that give the ability to overcome the Tevel. That's the Koyach of Shabbos Kedush, that's the Yoyim HaShishi, Vayichulu HaShamayim, that's the Vovke of Vayichulu HaShamayim, which that's the Koyach of Shabbos Kedush. Psula is Tevel, Vovke, that's the Koyach of Psula. The Koyach of Chedush Elul is Tevel, you have the Voida of Tevel, but Koyach Ugvura Nosan Behem. In Chedush Elul, we were given Koyach Ugvura, La'atzil Chav, La'asei Sevecha, Lefanecha. In Chedush Elul, we were given the Koyach Ugvura to be able to be Meishel Bekerev Tevel. What is the Koyach Ugvura that we were given? We were given the Vovke, the Torah, the Koyach of Torah and Kedusha, which both are the Koyach of Vovke. That's the Mazel El Psula, which is the Koyach of the Vovke to overcome the Tevel. The Koyach of the Vovke to overcome the Tevel. That's our Avodah in Chedush Elul, to take the Vovke and overcome the Tevel, to be Mekadosh the Tevel, to take the Tevel and higher and elevate the Tevel. How do we elevate the Tevel? We elevate the Tevel from Tevel to Labas. We take it up to the Madrega of Lahova, from Eish and Lahova together, and we overcome. That's the Koyach to overcome the Tevel. And that's our Koyach in Chedush Elul, the Latzulcha V'Lotza Zayvecha Lefanecha, which comes from the Vovke, which is the Vayichulu HaShamayim. And that's why we know from Svarim HaKadoshim that the Iker Avodah of Chedush Elul are the Shabbosos of Chedush Elul. Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, is Rishteves Elul, that has four Yudin, Ki Yidua, it says in Mishneh Berurah, that's Keneged the Abom Yom, from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, but the four Yudin, it says in Beis Yisrael, that it's Meramis to the four Shabbosos of Elul, the four Shabbosos of Elul, because the Iker Avodah in Elul, even though we are so occupied with our own business during the week, but our Koponim, the Shabbos of Elul should be an Elul Dik Shabbos. The Shabbos of Elul should be an Elul Dik. Because at least in the Shabbosos we should take the Koyach of the Vayuchulu HaShomayim, the Vovke, that Shabbos is Miyuchid, that Koyach of Vovke, to be Shoilet in the table, to overcome the table. We have that Koyach to overcome the table in Shabbos. That's the avodah of Chodesh Elul, to overcome the Tevel, to overcome the Ishesh Yishimei HaMaiseh, to overcome the Bria, to overcome the Gashmis of the Bria, to overcome that, and to overcome it, to elevate it, Latzulcha Velosais Oivecha Lefanecha. And that's our avodah in Chodesh Elul. And that's what we have to do Chodesh Elul. It's the Rebbe Rabbunim Ziyotzeit, like we said before, we will say over Amiru Dika Moshul from the Rebbe Rabbunim. There's a Moshul from the Rebbe Rabbunim, a very applicable marshal in our life. The Rebbe Rabbonim said a marshal that there was once three people that were put in a dungeon. They were put in a deep bur, dark bur, and there were three people, two chachamim and one nar, and they were together in a dungeon. And every single day they lowered down to them food, they gave them to eat, but the food came every day packaged differently, with different utensils. And the Chochem, every single day in the darkness, had to teach the Nar how to open the food, how to use the utensils. And the other Chochem sat on the side. And one day, one Chochem lost the patience with the other one and said, I, day in and day out, three times a day, two times a day, sit with this Nar and teach him. And teach him what to do. Teach him what to do. And you sit on the side and you don't help me, you don't do anything. And the Chochem answered him, you know what I am doing? I have a little stick and I'm every day making a hole bigger and bigger, that we should be able to bring some light in from the outside. And if there'll be some light from the outside, then you won't have to teach him every single day. He'll have the light and he'll be able to see right away what he has to do. That is the moshul from the Rebbe Rabbonim. Zok the Heilige Rebbe Rabbonim. There are people that teach people what's right and what's wrong. Every single day there's a new Yetzirah. Yitzchay shal Adam is chadish alav b'chal yoyim. Yitzchay shal Adam, the Yetzirah comes every day with new gadgets, with new technology, with new ways to take a person, with new kinds of productions, new kinds of publications. Every single day he has a different way to take a person. One day he does it this way, the other day he chappes his panasa, the other day he does something else. Every day he does something to chap us. Ein loch yoyim she'en kelelosa merube mechavrata. Yitzir shal adam is chadisha v'chal yoyim. So what are you going to do? Every day you're going to fight again. Today you're going to tell him you're not allowed to do this. Tomorrow you're going to tell him you're not allowed to do this. The next day you'll explain him that you're not allowed to do this. And you'll fight every single day. So there's a lot of better aids. Bring in a little bit of light. And if you bring in a little bit of light to see what is right and what is wrong, then you will be able to overcome everything, because you'll see the derech hayashal. You'll see what is right. You won't have to learn every day what's wrong and understand what's wrong. The avodah in Chodesh Elul is Lash David Hashem Oichi. If we will have the ur, we'll have the lechtikait, then v'yishi, then I'll be a geholfener, then I'll be geholfen in everything. I won't have any problems anymore. If it'll be David Hashem Yishi, if I will have the Yeshua, then I'll have the ur. The earth to see the right way. When a person is margish the derech hatoiv, and a person sees the right way, then he's able to overcome everything. Koyach ugvura nosam b'am liyos meishlim b'kerev tevil. Koyach ugvura, if I'm not mistaken, is b'gematria ner. That's the ner, the koyach ugvura. The Rebbe Shlom gave us a ner, gave us a light, that we should be able to see ner mitzvah v'teira er. There's a ner mitzvah and teira, the ner. Tells that the Torah and Kedusha, those are the neiros that lighten up the way to see what is right and what is wrong. And the one doesn't have to fight, is continuous fight. That's Latzilcha v'lasa sevecha lefanecha. He saves you from the Muhammad. It's lasa sevecha lefanecha. Because the person sees right away the derech hatev, just like in the marshal. If you bring in a little bit of light, that's the koyach of Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is the koyach the Rebbeinu Shlom gives us light. The David Hashem Oichi, the Rebbeinu Shlom makes light for us the way. if he makes us light the way, then we can be mezgaber on everything. Then we have the Yeshua, we have the koyach to be mezgaber on everything. That a person has to know to use the Chedesh Halal, to use the Miridika Maton of Chedesh Halal. Chedesh Halal, where we have Siyat Rishmaya of Latzul Chavalos Sevech Alofanecha. Chedesh Halal, where we have the Siyat Rishmaya to be able to see the Derech Atoiv, where we're able to open our eyes and see what's right and what's wrong. That Koyach of Chedesh Halal, if we use that Koyach of Chedesh Halal, we use the Koyach of Gvura, we use the Koyach of Yaakov and Yosef, we use the Koyach of Torah and Kedusha, the Cherev and the Keshes, the Eish and the Lahova, we put those all to work, then we'll be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara, and we'll be able to prepare ourselves for to be ready for the Amoyedika Iris that come down on Rosh Hashanah, the Iris that come down on Rosh Hashanah after a preparation of an Elul, after a cleanliness of an Elul. Then you can see the Amoyedika Iris of Rosh Hashanah, the day of Malchus, the day when we're going to be able to be Mamlech the Rebbeinu Shelenom. But that all depends on how much we prepare ourselves in Elul, and how much we are zeiche to overcome the Yetzirah, to overcome the Seine. Atzilcha v'lasa zeivecha lefanecha. We have to remember that it's a matona from the Rebbeinu Shalom, that atzilcha v'lasa zeivecha. In Pasuk it says, k'ashem alekecha, mishalech bekerev machnecha. It says, mishalech. There's another Pasuk that says, mishalech. Vayishmu eskoel Hashem elekim mishalech. So there are two times where it says mishalech. It says after the chet from Adam Rishon, vayishmu eskoel Hashem elekim mishalech begon. They heard the koel of Hashem elekim mishalech begon. Rabbi Shlomo Kluge in Sefer in Ksav Yad on Parshas Bereishis, Chochmas HaTorah says, what does it mean, l'ruach hayoyim? Vayishmu eskoel Hashem elekim mishalech begon l'ruach hayoyim. What does it mean, l'ruach hayoyim? What day was it? It was Rosh Hashanah, the day of Bris Adam. The Ruach Hayoyim, that's the Rebbeinu Shlom, was Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Shofar. Vayishmu es Koel Hashem Elikim. They heard the Koel of the Shofar. That's what they heard. That was the Koel Hashem Elikim that was Mishalech. The Koel of the Shofar goes into the person. It's Mishalech. It goes within the person. It's not Mahalech. It's Mishalech. A Lashon is spoil. It chaffs a pu'ula on the person. That's the Koel Hashem Elikim that has the Koel to be Mishalech. Koel Hashem Elikim is Begematria Ramach. It goes in all the Ramach Evarim, that Koel. A Koel that takes over the whole person, that's the Koel of Shefa. Kashem Elikecha Mishalech Bekerev Machnecha. The Rebbeinu Shlom is Mishalech Bekerev Machnecha. Chazal tell us Machnecha goes on the Ramach Evarim of a person. Kashem Elikecha is Mishalech Bekerev Machnecha, the Koel of Shefa. That's what's Mishalech. Chazal were Mesakin that we should blow Shefa and Elul. That's because that's the time Kashem that's the Koel Hashem Elikim that's Mishalech, that goes within the Ramach Evarim, it goes through the whole Machnecha, through the whole Machna of the person, to wake up the person, to wake up the person, to wake him up to Teira. Shofar is the Koel of Teira, that's the Koel of Shofar. One of the 10 Tamim of Shofar is because the Koel of Matan Teira Shofar, to wake up the person to La Tzilcha, to give him the reminder of the Koel of Shofar of Matan Teira. And Shofar is there because it, like we say in the Payet, and the Inyan of Shofar, Bris Loi Sufar, the Inyan of Shofar as a casual to the Inyan of Bris, because the Koel of Shofar is to remember the Kedusha of a Yid, to remember the Shofar of a Yid, the Shenkite of a Yid, how Shein a Yid is, the Shofar of a Yid, the beauty of a Yid. What's the beauty of a Yid when a Yid has Chain, when a Yid is a Yifei Toya, a Yifei Mare, like Yosef HaTzadik? That's where Losei Sevecha, Lefanecha, that's the Koel of the Shofar, which goes into the Machna of the person in Chedesh Elul, to awake the person to the two koiches and erois that a person has, the koich of Torah and the koich of Kedusha that a person has. And with those two koiches, he's zich if he awakens himself to la tzilcha v'losa zevecha lefanecha.